In our previous year, we began a discussion of the mitzvah puruvu with our first series of shiurim on puruvu being the obligation to get married. At the end of that shiur, we began a discussion at what age one should get married, to when, and why one has a right to delay getting married. But the Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis quotes the opinion of Ben Azai, who says that he didn't get married because Uma Esa Shenafshi Choshke B'Toira. There are two Rambams. The Rambam and Ishus, Perek Tezvov, Halacha Beis, as we quoted in our previous year, the time to get married, according to the Rambam, is at 17. And the Rambam says if one passed the age of 18, of 20, and did not get married, he's being Mevatel a Mitzvah Saseh. But the Rambam continues that if he's Oisik B'Toira, and he's concerned that by getting married, he won't be able to learn, because he's going to have obligation, he may delay. Because the Rambam says, Ha'oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, and certainly b'talmud Torah. But then the Rambam, in Halacha Gimel, says another halacha. He says, Mi shechoshke nafsh b'toyra tamid. Somebody who's choshke nafsh b'toyra, v'shogaba, and learns Torah, ki ben Azai, like ben Azai learned the Torah, v'nidbak bo kol yomov, and he's connected to the Torah, v'loy nasa isha, and such a person didn't get married, ein biyadei oven. It's not considered that he has done an aveira. However, says the Rambam, it has to be a person, v'hu shloyeh yitzrei misgaba olov, that he could control his yetzer. Avalim hi yutzra miskabalov, chayiv lisa isha, vafiyah hoi leibonim, shema yavoi l'day hirur. So the Bach explains that the Rambam is actually teaching us two separate halachas. One halacha is somebody who's not a Ben Azai. Such a person, but he is learning. Such a person, says the Bach, the Rambam allows him to get married only when he's 20. If you have a Ben Azai, Mishachoshkoi Nafshe B'Toyra, he could never get married at all. But Achroinim ask a question, that even though we indeed know that there's a rule, Ha'oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, that rule doesn't apply by Talmud Torah. And the reason is, quite obviously, because if it's going to apply by Talmud Torah, then a person who's learning will end up never doing any mitzvahs. So why over here is there a halacha of Nafshki Choshke B'Toyra, Ben Azai, that exempts him from getting married? So the Netziv explains that this halacha, that if somebody is learning Torah, he should stop his learning in order to fulfill the mitzvah, is only said by a mitzvah oiveris, by a mitzvah that has a time when you have to fulfill the mitzvah. Puruvu, he says, is not such a mitzvah. And since puruvu is not such a mitzvah, the rule of stopping to learn to fulfill the mitzvah doesn't apply. The Sefer Piskei Tshuva says as follows. The mitzvah puravu is not a mitzvah, a bichidish, that applies to every individual separately. But rather, and there are rise to this concept in our Gemara, that the purpose is to inhabit the world with children. So this falls into the category of a mitzvah, she'efshe la'soysoy al yidei acherim. And the halacha is that a mitzvah she'efshe la'soysoy al yidei acherim, ben azay held, he's exempt, somebody else should have the children. The Shulchan Aruch Rav has a different approach. His approach is that when is the halacha that one is obligated to interrupt his learning, to go back, to interrupt his learning, to go fulfill the mitzvah? Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's only in a situation where he will be able to go back to his learning the same way. But as we have been discussing, Ben Azai felt that if he'll get married and now have the obligations of a family, his learning will never be the same. And therefore, the din that one is obligated to stop his learning to fulfill the mitzvah doesn't apply. Rabbi Chanan has a different approach. Rabbi Chanan's approach is that Ben Azai considered himself an oinus. And we know, as in other areas of halacha, an oinus is potter min a mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan quotes a Marit. The Marit was asked a shaila about an individual who was about 30 years old, and he got married to a girl. In those days it was permitted and obviously happened, who was 6 or 7 years old. And he made a shvuah to that girl that he won't marry anyone else as long as he's married to her. So now he has a dilemma. He can't marry, it was still in the time obviously before the Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, he can't marry anyone else because of the Shvuah. On the other hand, he can't be fulfilled the mitzvah Puravu because this girl is only 6-7 years old and she is unable to have children. Is it considered, because she's too young, is it considered that he was mevatel as a mitzvah? So the Marit says that this person is considered being mevatel a mitzvah. And therefore, since he's considered an individual who's nishbal vatlas a mitzvah, we know the Gemara says in many different places that nishbal vatlas a mitzvah, if somebody makes a shvuah that to be mevatel a mitzvah, the shvuah is not chal. Says Rabbi Chanan, that what's the Marit teaching us? The Marit is teaching us very differently than what the Netziv said. He says that the Marit is teaching us that the mitzvah puravu is a mitzvah that's chal every single day. It's a daily obligation. He does, however, quote a Shilas Tshuvas Rashba, who disagrees. And the Rashba says that in this case that we just discussed, the marriage is still chal, and says since the marriage is still chal, the shvuah is still chal, as it's quite obvious, the machloikis of the Marit and the Rashba is exactly how do we look at the obligation of puravu. Is it an obligation that's a constant new obligation on a daily basis, or is an obligation that one has to fulfill, have children, but it's not that every day one has that obligation. Most Rishonim, however, are clearly of the opinion that even though we're learning the concept of Nafshi Chashka B'Torah, and as we learned and will continue learning, it's only for Ben Azai. We don't have Ben Azai. We don't have Ben Azais. But even if we say so, one is not allowed to actively do something to prevent himself from having children. And therefore, since one is not allowed to do something to prevent himself from having children, even if he's in the just because he wants to learn, even if he is in the category of a, even if he's in the category of a Ben Azai. The Shaios HaTshuvos, Divrei Yatziv, the Shaios HaTshuvos, Divrei Yatziv, in Chelek Evan Ezer, Simen Ayin Hei, paskins that, as our Gemara says, Ezer Kenegdoi, Zocha Ozrasoi, Loi Zocha Kenegdoi, and as the Gemara says, Ub Marova Kinosiv Inish Itasa Amrle Hocha Matza Amaitzei. So therefore, says the Klosmog Rebbe, we see how serious getting married is. That's why he says the obligation to, on the day of one's chuppah, one fasts. And in fact, and he quotes the Shlach HaKadosh, that when one goes to the chuppah, it's a time for tshuva, because we see how serious getting married is. And in fact, I saw tshuva in the Shas Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelik Yud Aleph Simen Kuf Beis. Why don't we make a Shechyonu? Why, when standing under the chuppah, do the chassan and kala and the parents not make a Shechyonu? So he says, as we learn in our Gemara, Matza Isha Matza Toiv. On the other hand, Umotzi Ani Ma Mimavis Asa Isha. So when one is standing under the chuppah, one can't yet be quite certain what will be. One can't quite be quite certain what will be the results of this marriage. And since one can't be sure what will be the results of this marriage, one shouldn't get married. There's another tshuva. One can't make a shechianu until we see what will be indeed with this marriage. So I saw that someone asks, okay, so under the chuppah, it's too early to tell what's going to be. But why don't we, if Baruch Hashem, Chas and Kala get married, and they, Baruch Hashem, have Shalom Bayis, and everything is going well, so at that point they should make a Shechyanu. So I saw that at that point, it's not a new marriage anymore. And the Shechyanu is only recited on a new marriage. The Mishnah Halacha also says, and other Paiskim, the Mishnah Halacha in Chelek Zayin Simen Resh Chaf Hei, says that we discussed earlier the heter of Ben Azai of Nafshe Choske B'Torah. says that that doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. He says, the Rambam himself says that the only person who possibly can have the heter of nafshi choshk b'tayra is somebody whose yitzroi is not mizgabar olav. We don't have such paces, such people b'zman hazeh. And Darach HaShulchan, in Darach HaShulchan, says that im yain yitzro is mizgabalov yimad v'yakach yisa, says that is only by somebody like Ben Azai who was nafshoy chashk b'tayra. Other people cannot be certain that they fall into that category. As we quoted a moment ago, the opinion of the Gemara that says Motza Isha, or Motza Nimami Motza Isha, Motza Isha, Motza Toiv, and the Gemara says Manrova Kishayadim Nois Isha, when somebody would get married, they would ask him Motza or Motza. So the Chofetz Chaim, as could be expected, asks the question, how is one allowed to answer that question? If somebody approaches somebody and asks him, is your marriage Motza or Motza? Is your wife a good wife? Or Chas V'Shalom not? Isn't that Lashon Hara? If he'll say that she's not. And certainly here, where there is no toelus in answering that question, they're already married. So he goes into a discussion that this is a davar hamafursim. He's answering a question that everybody already knows the answer to, and therefore it's not considered Lashon Hara. However, the Ben Yoyada, the Ein Yaakov, the Rif in the Ein Yaakov, says that this wasn't a question. This was a declaration. He says, Omalei, they would tell this person, Moitza or Moit or Moitze, it's in your hands, what will be with this marriage is really in your hand. You're the one that can control if Motza Isha, Motza Toiv, if this marriage will be a marriage of Motza Isha, Motza Toiv, or Motza Animami Mavasas Isha. The way you will have a home, the way you will have a family, that will be the way that we'll know, that will determine the state of this marriage. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that there was a very interesting minig by weddings. He said the chosin would cut the challah, and people would grab away pieces of that challah. And he explained why. Because our Gemara, as we're saying, teaches us Matza Isha, Matza Toif. On the other hand, Umoitzi Ani Ma Mimoves, as says Isha. So they wanted to get away, grab away the moitzi and be left with the matzah. So they used to grab away the moitzi from the chassan, that the chassan should just be left with matzah isha, matzah taif.